order. The first item is a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The city council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number three is approval of the minutes, September 17th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Second. We have a motion and a second for the minutes. Roll call. And I'll vote yes, and the minutes are approved. Item number four is approval of the claims.
Move to approve the claims.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the claims. Any questions on the claims?
I will vote yes and abstain from my claim.
Thank you. Roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the claims are approved with Matt abstaining from his claim. Item number five is presentation of the City of Wayne's recertification under the Economic Development Certified Community Program. Deb Holing, Northeast Field Service Representative for the Nebraska Department of Economic Development.
Good evening. Welcome. And congratulations. I'll talk a few minutes before I told Luke 30 seconds, but
that's okay.
Yeah, so congratulations. What an accomplishment. Becoming a recertified community is, it's truly an honor, and the work that you've done to earn that recognition, just the receipt of a large donation for your Prairie Field Park and what's gone on out there. Several months ago, Casey, our director, and Wes and I did some tour of some of the things that are happening in Wayne, and it truly is exciting. The communities that are working on amenities, housing, they're the ones that are growing. And so congratulations to your group. They say, everything you need to know, you learned in kindergarten. Well, I'm going to tell you tonight, everything you need to know about economic development, we learned from the Wizard of Oz. First of all, you need great shoes, slippers, to guide your path, make decisions. Several years ago, I think Luke and I decided yesterday, we worked together for almost 18 years. So on that yellow brick road, we talked many years ago about, a colleague had asked us, is it worth it to do, were you there to hear the conversation?
I don't know, but I've asked that question. Because I was involved in the original.
Is it worth it? And my answer to, is it worth it to be a certified economic development community? When you're going through all of the steps to become certified, that becomes your roadmap for economic development. And as I'll talk later here a little bit, in economic development, we are thinkers, and we're always thinking, we're always doing, and sometimes we have to come back to our map to reposition us, to redirect us, to keep going where we need to go. Luke talked yesterday about now we need to have another strategic planning meeting because we got through this last 5 years and now 5 years are going to come and go. And what are our next steps? So you've got your planning going on here. The other thing that you need, there's one thing that Wizard of Oz missed out on. You need heart. And a sense of humor. My t-shirt here. I love Major Wood. I have a son-in-law named Mr. Wood, and he is a major in the Air Force. And so we celebrated with t-shirts, great sense of humor, but you need heart to get you through all of the planning, all of the passion that it takes to be in leadership positions in your community. Much heart is needed. And thank goodness he's going to be Lieutenant General, or Lieutenant Colonel soon. So we'll get new t-shirts. But I realized I don't have Valentine's t-shirts, so this is the heart. So next, in leadership, economic development, we need courage. You need that medal of courage, because you are stepping beyond boundaries all of the time. You're stepping beyond people's comfort zones, and you get a lot of friction for that, and I recognize that, and I appreciate the courage that you have to continue on in your leadership positions, because it takes that courageous leadership to get the things done that you're doing. So, and I alluded to this earlier, in economic development, it requires a doctorate of thinkology. We just never stop thinking. That's kind of a deficit in most developers and leaders' brains. We're strong personalities, and we think, and we overthink, and we think some more, and then we do. And so I leave you with that. Now the hard work truly begins, another 5 years. So, that being said, I do have your certificate to present.
Go, Jill. It's all you.
Okay. No, is it?
You, Luke, Mike. Luke, Mike Pocke is the president.
What a night of celebration. That's right. I mean, I could take
nope.
a picture.
Nope.
Come on, right here.
It's going to be even worse if I'm ducking.
I'll just say you would probably be less happy if you...
Like a crop.
How many years have we been a certified
2008.
Economic?
2008.
Wow, 2008. That's great. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Do you have the other ones, Luke? Oh, those?
It's back there.
Oh, it's back there. So that's worth how much time?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll return.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to, we're skipping item number 6.
Yes.
And moving on to item number 7, action on the appointment of Luke Virgil, Economic Development Director, to the Problem Resolution Team. He is replacing Jennifer Canham.
In the interim.
Until there's a housing person hired. Yep.
Okay.
Move to approve the appointment of Luke Virgil to the PRT.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on this item? Roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the appointment is approved. Item number 8 is action on the reappointment of Abby Shademan. Term will end in 2028. And the appointment of Dakota Schroll to fill the vacant position of Mike Carnes to the library board.
Move to approve the reappointment of Abby Shademan and the appointment of Dakota Schroll.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Roll call. And I'll vote yes, and the appointments are approved. Item number 9 is action on the application and certificate of payment number 11 in the amount of $287,832 to Audi Construction Company, LLC for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project, Carlson West Pavandra Architects.
Carlson West is not online, okay. But I can give you an update, and we've got the contractor here, so Keith can give an update as well. Everything's going well. We had a little hiccup with some bad dirt in front of, or in the parking lot. You want to explain a little bit about what you found? I mean, it was mucky. they called us up there, and it was soft.
As we were removing the materials and everything, we came across an extremely soft spot where the existing water lines were coming into the building, and it just wasn't firming up and firming up. And we don't know with 100% certainty, but we think there may have been a small leak that has just been sitting there for a while, or it could have been off of the old lines before they were replaced. Don't remember the exact dates when they put the new water lines in. It was when they redid the highway and stuff like that, 2006, somewhere in there. So we ended up getting rid of the water lines because we were afraid we were going to hit them, which we would have had we not got cut them and got them out of our way. We ended up going down about 6.5 feet as we dived down, kind of like a ditch. And then we finally hit hard enough dirt that we got approval from a couple of people looking at different things, and they said just put dirt in, so which was much better than what we first were anticipating to have to put geogrid and rock in. We didn't have to do that. We were able to just put it all back in with dirt. And that pricing should be, I think it's down in the architect's hands, and they're reviewing it. Should be down there. So
it's going to be about $12,000, I think, which our initial thought was a lot higher than that, or you threw that out there. So we did better than that. That actually, I don't know if that'll come before you guys or not. We have money available in our contingency line item that I approve things back and forth with. So we may or may not bring that forward to you next time or not. So just letting you know on that one at least. But this payment, it has nothing to do with the change order.
Right.
But I just wanted to kind of give an update on where we're at with.
Since then, we've got everything ready to go, and it's
looks good.
Ready for paving. So we should be starting some paving, if everything works out, next week sometime. So we got the new water line put in today and tapped that through. So
the water line that was there, was it abandoned or still in use?
It was still in use.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
And instead of trying to prove that it wasn't leaking, it was almost easiest to just put new in, and now we know that we have new water lines. 2024, 2025, when this thing opens, we will have a new line, water line. We don't have to worry about it. So.
Other, and like Wes was saying, everything's moving along nicely. We're in the middle of doing some painting and getting the acoustical ceiling started and so forth. Cabinets should be arriving here in the next couple of weeks. So things will keep moving along there. So
still on schedule?
I mean, we're getting a little nervous with a couple of things, but yes, I still see, I mean, I had an earlier anticipated completion date, but our completion date needs to meet by January 31st of 2025, and I don't see that currently as an issue.
Beth, Betty, and I, we did some investigation up there today, and so we snooped around.
Good. So, and again, anytime anybody wants to stop by, get a hold of Wes, or a lot of you probably have my number somewhere, but or get a hold of me and we'll get you through. So, anything else? Okay.
Move to approve payment number 11 in the amount of $287,832 to ID Construction Company. Move for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the motion is approved.
Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Yep.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Item number 10, resolution 2024-58, approving the sale of lot 19 Southwest 2 addition to the city of Wayne, Wayne County, Nebraska, also known as 400 Chicago Street, to Lowell and Terry Hagemeyer for $15,000.
Lowell Hagemeyer, 1211 Grayland Road, and we're just asking for the purchase of the 400 Chicago Street to build a smaller home. That we knew we weren't going to stay in this large home after the girls left, and it's a 5-bedroom, only 6,000 square foot home that Terry and I stay in during the week, and we go to the cabin every weekend, so it sits empty all weekend long. And so we like to build something a little bit smaller, and we still like the view down there that we have on Grayland, which you'd still have on Chicago a little bit out the south. And And it gave us time to, you know, if, I think 24 months, is that kind of what?
Whatever the council puts on for restrictions. I have said we don't want to sell it to somebody and then just let them sit on it, maybe forever. We want something to happen. So I would suggest if you move forward with approval is that you put some type of a 24, you said 30 months or whatever.
And Joel actually said that with the new flood map coming, I think he said March of 26.
That sounds right.
Was the date that we would have to have something at least.
Anybody that inquired about that lot, I encouraged them to talk to Joel to make sure they knew the restrictions on that lot, and Lowell knows those restrictions with floodplain and what he'd have to do to make sure everything was good there, so.
You could only ask him up 6 inches, but we'd probably come up, you know, a foot just to make sure that we're out of the floodplain.
Yeah.
And just to be safe, and you'd still have to, what's that? You have to apply for it.
Lomar F.
Lomar, yeah. And I think he said that he can go through a surveyor or anybody to get that done. I think he said it's $1,000 or $1,500 bucks.
I think that's what it was on the lot to the south of that, the alumni house.
Yeah.
It was about that.
But that'd give me time to do some of the work ourselves and still stay in our home and work on it as we go.
How long do you want?
I mean, I put 24 to 30 months somewhere. I don't know. I guess after talking to Joel, I don't know if you have to be completely done, but I think you got to have your building permit and be started and have your dirt work all approved through that application by that date. So.
Well, I think we want to make sure we give you plenty of time.
Too. Yeah, I think.
I just didn't want somebody to come in, buy it, and then put it on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make money off of it. So.
You think it would be more fair just to say construction beginning within 24 months?
Oh, yeah, I do.
So that doesn't, you know, that gives them some time, mm-hmm. you know, because you may start before that.
Gotta make some plans, yeah.
But, you know, still gives you 2 full years to kind of do a little more planning and not being held to, well, if we do 24 or 30 months, if you don't start until month 23, then, you know, so.
And Joel said we could go, I mean, the address can come off of Douglas. You know, that's where I came up with the 300, wasn't it? If you went with Douglas, or 400 off of Chicago. So you can face your house this way, or you can actually, you know, put the garage doors on the east end and come in that way and still face your house to the south. But you'd have to have a walk-in door off by your garage door to actually use that
as the address.
300 Douglas.
So, Lowell, just to make this as easy on me as possible for wording, you said when is the date the new floodplain comes out?
I thought Joel said March of 26.
Okay. So generally when we have these sorts of purchase agreements that have contingencies on times that are built, it is determined based on the occupancy permit that is granted. And I don't believe that the city gives temporary occupancy permits anymore. I think it is just now they give an occupancy permit. So when they come and view your house to see whether or not it is approved with the new floodplain map, what percentage of completion do you have to have done on your house when they come out and look?
I don't know if they actually look at the house or if they just look at your the part that like the landscaping company would do with the dirt work and having it up out of the plane at a certain you know, elevation.
Okay. Because if we have a date when it either has to be started or when it has to be finished, usually it's an occupancy permit. If Matt's making the motion on the date of starting, when you get a building permit, if you go get a building permit, at what point do you have to do that? Is that before you start the dirt work? Is that at the point where you actually start digging foundation?
When you start needing inspections is when he could do dirt work without a permit is my understanding.
And then when you do get a building permit, what's the timeline on that? You have to, before it's closed out, and you get your...
Your deposit back?
Yeah.
I think there's...
24 months, or I don't remember what it is. 12.
Plus you can get extensions. A lot of people get extensions if needed.
Okay. Because if we put the date that you want to have for in here, you know, when we were talking 24 months or by March of 2026, as the date you obtain a building permit, then, I mean, technically, just so the council's aware, if you keep getting extensions, it could be, you know, years
sure.
before
right.
It's built. So I just need to know what date to put in the purchase agreement. And then on the deed of trust, when we have the performance, like we do up in Western Ridge, it's a performance lien deed of trust with $5,000, or if you want a restrictive covenant within the deed, which basically says if it's not built by this date, it automatically
reverts
back to the city. So there's a couple different ways you can do it. So like up in Western Ridge, it's a performance lien. So if somebody doesn't build in 24 months, they can come pay the city $5,000, and now that performance lien is released, and they just own the lot, and they no longer have any of those restrictions. If it's a restrictive covenant and you don't build in the time frame that you say, then the lot automatically reverts back to the city.
And you lose your whole.
Yes. So those are just things for the paperwork that I
guess I'd rather do it like you've been doing with Western Ridge.
It's like
never know what
deed of trust
comes down the road.
Right. And on those too, we've had people also come in and say, ask for extensions. You know, hey, we're still planning on building whatever. But the Western Ridge ones, we have had, you know, some lots where they come in and they say, hey, can we buy it for this amount? You know, and they deal on it a little bit, and then they just come in and they pay the $5,000.
And we have no.
And they already got the deal, and now we don't have any teeth on it. The one where we did the restrictive covenant, though, was our Perry, which is a huge project down at the baseball fields. And if they didn't build the apartments within that certain time frame, then the land reverted back to the city. But of course, that was a huge area. That was not a single lot. So
when they came and paid that $5,000, did that. Does that just give them another like 24 months?
Or? It releases all.
No.
It releases the entire thing. So if they were still planning on building and didn't and just needed more time, then they usually came back before the CRA and just said, hey, will you give me another year extension, something like that. You know?
Sure.
So just in your motion, whatever you want, just let the city council know so that in their motion I know how to prepare it.
I guess I'd prefer to do it that way, probably unless the way they did it there. And then if we need another 6 months or something, we could come back and ask the council. Or.
And so when you're saying 24 months, are you saying you want 24 months to obtain a building permit or an occupancy permit?
I guess I put 24 to 30 on the when I requested the purchase of it on the email.
I think that was to. Let me go back to the roll. Would like at least 24 to 30 months to finish.
Yeah.
So that, to me, would mean an occupancy permit.
Sure.
By spring of 27 is kind of what the... So you could have it constructed by fall of 26 and finish interior stuff over the winter. I mean, that gives you... Mm-hmm. That gives you 30. I mean, if you are going to allow that.
I don't have a problem with that. 30.
And are you thinking a $5,000 performance lien like we do in Western Ridge?
I just want to make sure that we, whatever we do, we stay consistent, you know, across the board. And if that is being consistent, then I think that's the way to go.
Well, just know that, I mean, that's what the CRA does.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah,
can do whatever you
they
want.
Did it
that's what they do.
The beginning when they first, knowing what we know now with that development, I would have advised differently and said do the restrictive covenant, but that's because that was an entire development where you were trying to get houses built. You know, this is a single lot in town, so I mean,
I don't think we do the performance lien.
It's completely up to you, or you can do a $10,000 performance lien. It's not stuck at $5,000. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, sure. The performance lien would be to say you got the house done in 30 months. Is that correct?
So the performance lien, yes. So if he defaults on this, if he does not have an occupancy permit within 30 months, then you can foreclose on the deed of trust. And you can say, and you can, you know, foreclose on the property, or he can pay $10,000, and that would release his requirements to build. But The point is to get more housing, the point is to get taxes for the city. That $10,000 is several years worth of taxes, property taxes that the city would get for that. Or at the end, if he's close, you know, he can come in and just say, hey, I need 6 more months, I'm close to getting this house built, and you can give him an extension.
I like that.
And it'd just be a slab on green home again, it's not gonna have a basement or anything, so it's not like it's gonna take long to.
You don't like basements, do you?
No basement, maybe heated floors again, I do like those.
So, yeah, maybe the $5,000 performance lien, 30 months to obtain an occupancy permit?
I'll second that motion.
I was gonna say, that's my motion.
And when are you wanting to close, well, if it's?
Whatever.
So that, no timeframe, no?
Yeah.
And that's for the $15,000 that you're making your motion, Joe?
Yes, to accept the,
$15,000.
Purchase price.
Purchase price of 15.
Purchase price, yes.
Thousand with a $5,000 performance lien.
Yep, in 30 months, 30 months.
30 months, March 1st of 2027.
And we have a motion and a second. Is there any more questions, concerns?
You agreeable with those terms?
Yes.
Terry, are you agreeable with those terms?
Okay, roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the resolution has passed. Okay, item number 11, ordinance 2024-12, directing the sale of Lot 19, Southview 2 addition to the city of Wayne, Wayne County, Nebraska, otherwise known as 400 Chicago Street, to Lowell and Terry Hagemeyer for $15,000.
Do we need?
Can we both?
This three.
Waive the three readings.
If he wants, yeah, it would be beneficial.
You ready to close sooner rather than later?
Well, and we have to.
We'll have a remonstrance period, 30-day, once it's passed.
Right.
Okay.
Publish a notice of sale.
Either way, if we waive the three readings and speed things up for you guys.
And if I get some dirt, we can start moving some dirt on it.
You're good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
I will introduce ordinance 2024-12 and move for approval for the sale of Lot 19, Southview 2 addition to Lowell and Terry Hagemeyer for $15,000.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. I'll vote yes.
Make a motion to waive the three readings of ordinance 2024-12. Move for approval.
Motion and a second. Roll call. I'll vote yes.
Move for final approval on ordinance 2024-12.
Second.
Any more discussion? Roll call. I'll vote yes, and the ordinance has passed. Congratulations. Item number 12, resolution 2024-59, approving the purchase of a new Bobcat L95 compact wheel loader for the Parks and Recreation Department. And you're still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
Park and Rec Director. Yeah, I think you had pictures in the packet, is that right? And we have two of these tool kits, and they work great in the parks and stuff, and for carrying wood chips in, put trees around, or maybe a little bit of sand in sandboxes, but they don't dump very high. They can barely dump on the flatbeds. When we do snow, they just can't move as much snow as something like this can. We actually went up and demoed, Wayne State has one. And so Brian and Peyton and those guys all went up and drove it. And it's just a lot heavier duty. I know the street department has a skid loader that they let us borrow once in a while, but skid loaders, when it's snowing, they usually use them downtown and use them in their parking lots. And I don't know if you know how bad it got last year up by Jacobson's apartments on the trail. And that was probably 8 to 10 feet deep through there. And that little tool cat didn't cut it. So we actually waited till they got done and used skid loaders, blowers, and just sat there and just went back and forth and carried it all out into the parking lot by the Freedom Park. And it's an articulating loader, actually. So when Brian hauls ball field material down to the softball complex or into Hank over, again, if we use the skid loader, it tears up the grass, where this won't tear up the grass, and you can actually carry a whole bucket load into Hankoveren or into the softball complex. And they're giving us a really good price for a trade-in with something with 2,000 hours on it. Sioux City offered $31,473 for a trade-in yet. It's got bald tires and rusting out on the bottom.
Couldn't talk them into that extra $83.04.
Yeah, I don't know how they come up with that. Yeah, he just emailed me and said, that's my number. And the guy from Norfolk was didn't want to quite give us that much for trade-in.
And well, what's the difference between this one and the other one you had talked about? Was that a smaller model?
Well, they had an 85 in Sioux City that they actually have on the lot, mm-hmm. but they discontinued the 85s, and that's okay. what the college has. But there's actually a 65, and it's a smaller unit. It is cheaper, but after the guys went and looked at the 65, the 85, and then the 95,
they want the bigger one.
Wanted to go with the more power and lift more and pick up more and didn't want to go with the 85. Even the 85 is a little cheaper in Sioux City, but if you discontinued it, we really didn't want something that's discontinued. But you probably might have trouble getting parts for down the road.
I just wanted them to know that you looked at other models as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Are there any unexpected fees or additional costs from buying from Iowa and bringing it to Nebraska?
No, it's not, as long as they bring it to us. We don't pick it up over in Iowa. That's the way like parts do. If you go over there and get some tires or something on for the tool cat, you want a lot of times they'll have a delivery guy bring stuff over too.
All right, and yeah, so that
was I'm asking for the approval for $60,083.04 after trade-in for the L95.
This is in the budget?
Yes, yep. And they actually have one, had one ordered too, and might be here in 30 to 40, 50 days, something like that, he said. So we actually have it for the winter time. It was a while back. It's, well, with COVID and everything, was hard to get.
I'll introduce resolution 2024-59, approving the purchase of the new Bobcat with the trade-in of the old one for $60,083.04 to Siouxland Bobcat.
Seconded.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the resolution has passed.
Thank you.
Item number 13, resolution 2024-60, approving capacity purchase agreement between the City of Wayne, Northeast Nebraska Public Power District, and Big Rivers Electric Cooperative.
Can you take this one?
Somebody please explain this.
So we already have an agreement with Northeast Power right now. We entered into that I think in 2019 or in 2018. We have a wind turbine that we get energy off of from Blue Hill, Nebraska. It's a NextEra wind farm, but we actually have one turbine down there. There's capacity that is generated off of that turbine. And so in 2018, Mark Ekrit at that time with Big Rivers came to us and said, hey, you've got some capacity here we found. What do you want to do with it? What do you want me to do with it? And they said, well, you can sell it, and Northeast is willing to buy it. So at that time, we just offered it up to Northeast, and Northeast paid us $1.25 for it with a 2% escalator. So they're currently paying us $1.38. And I thought, well, something's better than nothing, right? Well, started looking at it just a few months ago, and I sent it over to Dave Peterson with JEO and said, Dave, can we be doing something different with this? And he said, well, the market rate is 6.5 right now. And I said, okay, so what would you advise us doing here? And so he said, well, try to renegotiate with Northeast. So that's what I started doing. The mayor had said, let's just give notice and go out for bids and see if we can get something different. We started having that conversation. Dave said, well, here's the thing. It's not very much capacity. It's 836 kilowatts. So it's under a megawatt. And so we're not sure who's going to want this, first of all. And they have to do a study to see where the capacity from the wind farm to wherever they're at, how do they get there and all that kind of stuff. He said that those studies are about 20 grand. And so for somebody to do that, they're going to, you know, they're either going to make it a long-term commitment or they're going to not give you very much for it. Northeast has already done all that. They've already got the capacity. So I went back to Northeast where I talked to Kale again and say, hey, what if we went back to Northeast and see if they're willing to do something different? And so what I wanted was money. I wanted the increase starting now at four. They'd offered $4. And I said, well, if you don't want to start it now, would you then go up to $4.50 starting in June? And they were okay with that. So we will still be getting $1.38 until through May of next year. And then in June, we would get $4.50 with a 2% escalation capped at $5.50. So a lot better. I mean, a better deal. The kicker is SPP, Southwest Power Pool. Currently, they're looking at how they're going to rate capacity from wind generation. And so that 836 kilowatts could go down to somewhere in the 500. So they're going to pay off of the kilowatt hours, not off of a flat fee. So even though it says whatever the amount is now in there for the 836, that number could fluctuate. So my recommendation is let Northeast continue having it. It'll go up to 450 in June, and then we can still give notice prior to once we get into a new contract with whoever our new provider is, we can then give notice and we can get all of our capacity together. That's my advice going forward. But for now, we might as well start getting a little more money come next summer. So does that make sense?
Yes. However, doesn't it make more sense to get the $4 now instead of wait till June to get $4.50?
It does. But they offered $4 in June.
Oh.
And I said, well, if you won't give me $4 now, will you give me $4.50 in June?
Okay.
And they said yes. So I tried. I mean, we could go back to them. No. Their board has already approved.
I misunderstood.
This, and so we'd have to go back to their board again. And we were supposed to give notice by October 1st. So that could get a little tricky, too.
Is the 2% escalator, is that every year?
Yes. Okay. That's how we're up to $1.38 right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, $1.38.
Okay.
Introduce Resolution 2024-60. Move for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Roll call. And a vote yes. And the resolution has passed. Item number 14, action to approve a sewer lining project on Pine Heights Road. Casey Junk with wastewater superintendent is here to explain this project.
Hi, everybody. I think most of you were on council. Maybe just Austin wasn't the last time we dealt with this line and the backup. If everybody's familiar with that, I won't. We go back and redo that, I guess we talk about it. But so that was a couple years ago. We had Johnson Service do a foaming project, or not project, but just a foaming job down there where they put lip killer down there, and it's supposed to last a couple, 3 years. So we kind of just let it go for a couple years, and we had our crew in town here like a month ago. We had them, I just said to Seth, hey, maybe when they got their camera out, let's go down and check that line, see what it's like. Well, so we did, and I think Wes has that on there if you guys are interested in seeing it. It's kind of hard to see, but if you can see those woods hanging down in there, and it was actually starting to back up again already. So we had them run their jetter through there numerous times, cleaned it out as best they could, and they left. Well, then I called Johnson's, the company that did the foaming, and you know, obviously you don't really get a warranty with a foaming job. They try to say 2 to 3 years, but it just they're not going to guarantee that they're going to kill these things for 2 to 3 years or longer. So talked to Wes about it, and we had them decide to have them come back, and they wouldn't go off rehab's camera job. They had to come and camera it themselves, of course, and they found that rehab had done a pretty good job of getting it open, but how do we guarantee that's going to last, you know, without refoaming? And foaming is very expensive too, honestly. So they went ahead and camered it, cleaned it again, ran their cutter through. They kind of called it the pre-lining job, I guess, if that makes sense. So now they're back with this quote, and that's where they're at with, we'd like to line it. The only other option besides lining is a street project, and tear the street out, and like we did from 9th Street North a year, or about 4 years ago, whatever that was. So if we go into a street project, this is definitely the next best thing. They go in with this liner and basically pull a huge sock through it for a block, and then blow it up and heat it up, and it adheres to the outside of the pipe. And then it's kind of a neat thing, they take a camera down and a robot, and they actually go back and cut all the services out. So it's complex, it's expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than tearing out a street and starting over from scratch.
Do you know how long the liner system lasts?
To my understanding, they consider it permanent as long as the line's going to be there. I mean, obviously, you could have some ground shifting that might crack it, but it's going to be stronger than the clay tile is.
And that's clay tile?
Mm-hmm. Eight-inch clay tile.
So I think, so at some point, that stretch of street is going to need to be replaced. You know, probably none of our time here, but at some point, that will need to be replaced. At that time, council's going to have to decide, do we dig it up and put a new line in there, or if everything's good, you might just leave it for the next 50 years. So
we've wanted some other stuff in town over the years, and we've never had a single issue with, they do good work.
Cool.
And to me, it's as good as new by doing this.
You had the same company line other stuff before?
Yeah, they've lined back when Jeff was here. We started lining some things that had cracks for the same reason. And rather than digging out huge sections of alleys and stuff like that, this is a good fix.
Lining's on the inside or the outside?
The inside. The inside. Yep. They actually go through the manhole and pull it the whole stretch through. And I mean, it might take a couple days. And this is not a fun area because we will probably have a little assistance from law enforcement on this, like I had to the day we cambered it too, because we have to sit in the middle of the highway and turning lane, and we always ask for the police to help a little bit to slow traffic down and stuff. But once they get that first block done, then we can just be on high nights with the rest. But
wow.
It's a cool process.
It's amazing. Yeah, very cool.
So I guess I would hope you would consider approving this, because I just don't want to go back down that road of, like I talked to Wes, we could clean this every year, but who says it's, you know, if you do it in this July and they don't come back to the following August or something, who's to say it's going to...
Yeah, instead of a 12-month that backed up in 11, and now we've got a claim and we've got a basement to redo and a lot of headaches that way. So
Casey, you said you've had issues with backing up of it already?
Yeah, I know in that video...
Any particular areas within that stretch?
No, it's just that same area again. Okay. But like, I know that video is kind of hard to see trying to transfer it over with email and all stuff. Okay. But you can see how it is actually actively already backed up in spots, and there's sludge on the tops and sides. Okay. And that is not normal.
Okay. So they will clean this out and then run this sock through, and it's kind of like a balloon. Then they blow it up and it just...
Pull it up.
So they pull it backwards. It's inside out when they put it in, and then they pull it back.
And then they really get it really hot, and it just kind of
It's almost like a resin
It is a resin. You can hit it with a hammer and stuff when they're done, and it gets hard. And whoever created this is
familiar.
They're sitting on a beach somewhere.
And that's Johnson Service Company for $29,994.
Yeah, and they are the only game in town, unless you're going to bring somebody from way far away.
Yeah.
They're from Kearney.
Yep.
I'll move to approve the action to approve a sewer lining project on Pine Heights Road from Johnson Service Company for $29,994.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion on this project? Roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the action item is approved.
Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
Item number 15, action on the request of Josie Broders, owner of Wayne Area Event Center, to discuss her inability to repay her LB 840 loan payment before October 10th, 2024, and to request council consideration to extending the due date payment date from October 10th, 2024 to October 31st, 2024. Josie, you want to come to the podium and state your name and address and...
Josie Broders, 2611, North Highway 15. So I want to apologize because I've never been great with mail opening and bookkeeping in general. I made the request to better safe than sorry. We have made two payments as of today for about half of it. I just wanted to try to get on the agenda in case this past weekend's weddings or the events and stuff that we had went south and something happened and we weren't able to come up with that. So and we're confident that we'll be able to pay it by the end of this week. So
you have something coming up this weekend?
Two weddings, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We had nothing in like July mostly. No weddings in July. Only one in August. It's been really slow. I think the entire wedding industry is suffering. Not to like continue on the whole COVID train, but it's not coming back the way you would think. But yeah.
Josie, what is the payment total?
$29,321.38, I believe.
Okay. And you said half has been paid?
Yeah, I've paid $14,750 two payments. So one was $5,000 on Friday. Yesterday, $9,750.
And she did meet with Luke and I last week to discuss this, and we explained to her, would show a good faith payment because council will be more likely if you're showing good faith payment. Yeah. So that's what she's trying to do.
And I absolutely, like, I don't think that it would be necessary to even ask for any kind of extension. That's already, obviously, it's something that is past about a month and a half, or a month past its due date already, but that's just me.
This seems like a reasonable request to me.
I appreciate it.
So you've made half payment. You're out there admitting that, you know, your payment hasn't been that great. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, I think we, you know, everyone in this community knows the importance of your event center. Mm-hmm. And it's a great asset to the community. And I think it's important that we have a place like that and, you know, understand the challenges for, you know, to operate it. You know, the city has been very gracious through the years with your event center and your business. And, you know, I think all of us, the council, will agree that, you know, it is great for the community. And we want to make sure that it stays there and you know, it is profitable and it benefits the city and also the people in Northeast Nebraska as well. I don't have an issue with extending it to October 31st. You know, at some point, we got to kind of right the ship a little bit, you know.
I agree.
And, you know, we've kind of had this problem over the last few years. Like, oh, it's kind of a recurring thing, and we kind of need to get past that recurring problem to where it's not a problem, to where we don't have to put difficult decisions like this in front of the council and for us to, you know, hold a great asset to the community and, you know, the work that you've done and to jeopardize the success of that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I want nothing more than to be able to do that. It's like a reoccurring thing also that we can't book events without the lodging, and I know that people talk about that all the time, and I know that it's just saying it over and over again, but it was such a prevalent thing, like, in the beginning where we thought we'd have it, and I would say, like, the month of July would have been booked had we just been able to have hotel space. Nobody can come here during chicken days, nobody can come here during, like, it's really hard. Just gets to be irritating, and then once there was, like, something with insurance for buses, part of buses, and not being able to come from Norfolk to here, that's, and once that went away, that was a bummer.
Yeah.
So that was, like, one of the things that you just, which I hate that they're coming from there anyways. I mean, when the study was done initially to apply for this LBA 40 loan, there was a economic impact study done, and they said, it said over and over again, and I don't know about, but that Wayne wouldn't be able to handle the amount of people coming to the town. As far as, they wouldn't be able to capture the people, the money that would be coming in. Like, it could be, it was, you know, it might bring in this much, but it was doubled if we could capture more of those people.
Right.
And the projections I've given him at that time, we have met those.
Mm-hmm.
So met and exceeded as far as the amount of people coming in town.
Right.
Because we do bring in about 10,000 people minimum every year. They're just for weddings. And if even if like 50% of those people are from out of town, which they're mostly from out of town.
Yeah.
I know that we're doing something. And I would, from talking to like other businesses, or like Bill downtown, he's like, he could tell that this August was bad because his August was bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this, and not to speak for him, but it's just something that like, it obviously trickles down a little bit, and I don't like that because it makes me feel bad and look bad.
Mm. Well, there's peaks and valleys, and you know, with the economy, with business, you know, it can't can't all be peaks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, there's you got to find ways to ride that out. And, you know, there has been discussion within the community, you know, do we need another hotel? And I'm not going to deny that. Unfortunately, you know, if we try and build another cobblestone, if there's a group that gets together, I think they spent, it wasn't $6 million, was it?
No, it was just under three.
Under three?
Yeah.
And now it's eight or
nine. You try and build something like that, and yeah, you're talking three times of it, unfortunately. And, you know, Wayne is dealing with some of the same problems that you know, other communities, like even West Point, you know. West Point has, they've kind of two hotels as well, you know. They've got the Nielsen Center, you know, they have you know, something similar, kind of like what we do. And, you know, they find ways to make it work. And not everybody can stay here. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, we deal with it. You know, Mike Bookie, you know, with the athletic department, you know, when they're having teams here, you know, you're kind of limited with that, so, but.
And that is a tough, like, that, the sports stuff, and I hope that there's a future in somebody being able to do it, but I don't know, I'm thinking for the people that have Airbnbs, honestly.
Yeah.
They've been really helping, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I agree.
With, like, the bigger groups and things, but.
Yeah. Either way, I mean, people find ways, like, they're not sleeping in their cars.
But they're also not booking the events with us because they can't, they would rather just not deal with that headache. And that's where I find, like, the bigger problem is when I can't book those dates, and it's now been, like, historically, I can't book those dates. The two in July are the biggest ones. I cannot just, you can't get them to be booked. Because of chicken days, which I love, and the fair, which I love.
Yeah.
But if you can't book those 2 days, like that's, you know, if I'm being able to make those payments for this off of like a couple of events, that shows that's it's important.
Right.
And but that's not just like those events. It's like the state wants to do some events here, and I can't because there's not enough. They only show like what is it, I think 88 rooms is what Wayne has. And they need like 120.
Okay.
And so there's like these things that I'm just like, oh, I really wish we could do that because it would be amazing to have and host, just really the town in general. But
yeah.
I totally get it, no.
I appreciate your, the partial payments, and I think this is a reasonable request, and I think we should approve it. I will make a motion on the action, on the, make a motion on the request of Josie Borders to extend the due date, payment date from October 10th to October 31st, 2024. I have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
If for some reason the payment is not made, then it'll be set for the November.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Roll call. And I'll vote yes. And the request is approved. We are adjourned.
Man.
Not quite a record, but.
I'm trying.
Betty?
Oh, sorry.
I didn't realize that.
Wait, what are you?
It wasn't.
What do you want me to do first?
Can I leave these with you, and when you see them, have to sign them?
Probably shouldn't just close it.
These are reconveyance, they need to be notarized.
Bless you.
And then come back to me, because I don't have to sign after.
Okay.
He was not in confession.
Yeah,